BFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
6:03 for a Thursday morning.
Did anyone see that creepy girl's bike out the front this morning?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys.
Did you see that, Em?
Yes, and I saw every morning when I come in, there's a guy that walks. He must be walking towards the train station with these big headphones on, and he just looked at it and kind of, you know, shied away to the side and was like, what the hell is that?
If I was him, I would have picked it up and rode it all the way to the train station.
There is something creepy about, like, just kids' stuff there by itself, dark.
Like, you know, like in those Saw movies and the little tricycle gets pushed out into the hallway? Oh.
You would have hated what I saw the other day.
Oh, you're going to tell me?
Yeah.
What is it?
Driving through your minor in the afternoon, Jamie was with me, so she can vouch for me on this one. In the front yard, there was a little girl sitting on a bike, just her under a tree, and she was facing the road.
Yeah.
And I've come around the roundabout, and I've sort of looked her way, thinking, what's that girl doing there? The girl has locked eyes with us, Jamie and I, and reached out with her hand.
Oh.
I'm not making this up. I'll get Jamie to tell you the story. Reached out with her hand, looking at us as if, like,
help me.
Kind of, yeah. But it also in a way of, I'm here to creep you out purely. Just
it's like
under
Children
this tree.
Of the Corn stuff.
It was exactly like that, like The Ring. She even had the dark hair.
I can't
hair.
Watch so any kind
driving.
Of...
Nah.
With the part in the middle, I kept driving. I accelerated.
Gordon put his foot down and he motored on out of there.
I said to Jamie, I went past and I said, did that really just happen? And she said, like, she went white.
You know what would have been worse than that?
What?
Just a girl. So picture this.
Yeah.
A little girl standing there. Holding a red balloon,
right,
and then she just lets the balloon go.
You should be a script writer or something. That's just...
Isn't that creepy? I don't know why, but when it just lets the balloon go, doesn't even look at it.
Well, this girl...
Doesn't flinch.
This girl reaching out to me was just as creepy.
Not great.
For no apparent reason.
Oh, remember that movie, The Grudge?
I don't know. I've seen The Grudge. What's The Grudge?
Did that freak you out, Producer H?
What is it?
Yeah, that was no good when I saw it in high school.
It's like this Asian-type horror film and
Sarah Michelle Gellar's in it.
All I remember... Do you remember the one scene? Is there?
Yeah.
New Grudge.
There was a couple. Do you remember the scene where the girl who's possessed, and it's kind of like The Ring kind of style, like young girl.
That's what this girl looked like, yeah.
And the guy pulls up his blanket and she's there under the covers and she's like... That's the noise she makes.
That's the noise.
Give it to us again.
Stop.
Isn't it M?
Oh,
She needs the doctor's.
Oh, I hate that film. She had laryngitis or something.
Hey, in saying all this, there's a free bike out the front of the radio station.
Yeah, free bike if you want one. Good looking bike too.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Little video you popped up online yesterday on your Facebook page.
Went home early from work yesterday.
Almost haven't done the show the last couple of days because you're pushing on with this back injury you've got.
It's been a tough couple of days for me, I'm not going to lie.
Oh. How do you do it? Like, how do you...
No sympathy from you, hey?
I've given you
Off
sympathy.
Off air, you've given me sympathy. You can tell by the look on my face how bad it is.
I don't
usually do stuff like
this. No, you don't normally take a day off. But your dedication to the job, to come in here and sit on that chair and talk into this mic, is like nothing I've ever seen. Well done.
It's like a knife in my back. Okay?
You deserve Employee of the Month here.
Anyway, I've thrown my back out and I was laying at home helpless yesterday and I made a bit of a Snapchat video about throwing my back out, and I popped it up on my Facebook page, Bree Thomas L, 2 E's, if you want to add it. And I started to get heaps of comments from people who have done similar things, throwing their back out.
Just in lame ways.
Just lame ways.
Just the lamest possible ways.
But here's a piece of the video.
It's not even lunchtime, and I'm at home because I've thrown my back out. And then people ask me, oh, were you doing something crazy? You know, were you getting adventurous? Nope. I just bent over to pick something up. How old am I? I'm a fossil. It's a humbling feeling getting old. Like I'm looking forward to water aerobics and moving into a retirement village to play canasta. Does that also include dinner at 5 p.m? Because that, I don't mind.
I also like canasta, can I just say?
I've never heard of canasta.
Oh, we need to get a
What's Canasta?
Card deck of Canasta cards in here.
Honestly, never heard of Canasta.
Oh, I'm going to open your guys' eyes. It's amazing. Great game.
Sounds boring.
Anyway, I started to get... Do you want to hear some of the comments
Please.
That I got on the video?
Yes.
Of how people have put their back out in a lame way. Eric said, I put my back out sneezing whilst talking on the phone.
Yep, that can happen.
That happened. Linda said, I was getting a bag of chips from the bottom of the vending machine. Next minute, my back went.
Mm.
The love of food. Missy said, I put my back out putting a new trash bag in the bin.
That'll teach her for doing house chores.
Oh, this is one of my favourites. Natasha, I put my back out trying to put a pair of skinny jeans on.
I tweaked my back putting a seatbelt on. Because I had to reach over and went, oh, that's it.
It can be the tiniest little thing, can't it?
And I think I'm one away from having an issue like yourself.
You're that close.
But you've broken vertebrae and stuff.
Yeah, when I was 16, I've got some pretty bad issues. But I want to ask on 13, 12, 16 this morning, how did you put your back out?
Lamest.
What did you do?
Lamest.
The lamest reason.
Smallest.
Will win.
Tiniest thing on 13, 12, 16.
Another guy said he put his back out picking up a cat turd out of the litter box.
What?
You get to the doctor.
How did the cat turd get in there?
Well, a litter box is where the cat goes.
Oh, sorry. I thought letterbox. I thought, what house does this guy live in?
It's a pigsty.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Asking the big question this morning, Bree. Have you had a problem with...
So lick it now, lick it good.
Your neck.
Your back.
Lamest thing.
How did you put your back out? Because yesterday... I just bent over to pick something up. Oh, my back's gone. It's pretty bad too, I'm not going to lie. I need to go get it checked today.
You don't even have to do much for it to pop, do you? You put a video up on your Facebook page, got a lot of comments of some lame stuff.
There's a few more people actually commenting. I'll just give you a few more. Jackie said she threw her back out putting her hair into a ponytail.
God.
Another guy, Joe, said he put his back out just cleaning his teeth.
Surely you make it up. Surely what? You make up something that happened if it was that.
I was playing sport, I got tackled, and then next minute...
Oh, jumped up, kicked the winning goal, popped my back out.
I was wakeboarding. What? You know, I jumped out of an aeroplane and I came down to, you know...
And then I did my back.
No, I'm not extreme. I just bent over to pick something up.
Leanne's in Bensville. Morning, Leanne.
Morning.
Morning.
Looking for the lamest here. How have you done yours? Put your back out.
Yes, I sneezed.
Just a simple sneeze,
and
Leanne.
You ruptured a disc.
Leanne, that must have been a big sneeze.
It was a big sneeze.
Did you try to hold it in, Leanne? Was that the problem? You know when you hold the sneeze in?
I always do.
Me too, Leanne, because I'm worried that I'll put my back out.
No, big mistake.
Well, I think it's my knees like now.
Yeah, but when you hold it in, it blocks everything up and doesn't go anywhere and jolts the body, doesn't it?
No, every time I don't hold it in, that's when I have a problem.
Okay.
I feel like my brain's going to come out my nose.
Mm.
I always bend my knees now.
You bend your knees.
Knees when I sneeze.
Leanne, it's bad when you have to bend your knees just to do a sneeze.
I love that phrase too. All right, kids, bend your knees when you sneeze. It will help your back, all right? Trust me.
Not when you're picking up something heavy,
Rachel's
just
mum.
When you're sneezing.
Our producer, Rachel's mum, has called through. Morning, Mary.
Mary.
Hello.
What can we help you with this morning, Mary?
It's all her fault.
What?
All Rachel's fault.
What'd she do?
I put my back out. Well, I bent it. I was playing a squash tournament. She was staying over at a nan's place, and she was on a fold-out bed, one of those really low ones, and I bent down to give her a kiss goodbye and put my back out.
Mm.
Rachel, how dare you?
This would have all started with the pregnancy of Rach, though, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, that wouldn't have helped,
some
Mary.
That strain on it already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was... she was okay. She was an okay pregnancy.
So technically, love... made you put your back out.
Yes, definitely.
Has it been worth it, though?
Oh, most definitely. She is the best.
Rach just shook her head.
You can tell us the truth, Mary. Do you have any regrets?
Never. Not one. Not one.
We can rattle off a couple for you if you want.
No. I'll tell you later.
No. Love you both. Michael's in my side of town. You mind? Morning, Mick.
Morning, Mick.
Hey, guys.
How'd you put your back out, Michael?
When I used to work on a farm, I was riding a four-wheeler through a paddock and there was a bull hole. And when the bike bottomed out, I compressed 3 vertebrae in my back.
Compressed. Ooh, that's a word you don't want to hear for your back. Compressed 3 vertebrae.
Where did they go?
Say that again, sorry?
I said, where do they go if they're compressed?
So they stay in their normal place. It's just that instead of being in like sort of an oval shape, they sort of they flatten out when you compress them.
What sort of issues?
That makes me feel sick.
What sort of issues do you have these days, Mick?
It's been 7 years since it happened, but when it's cold, it's a bit sore in the morning.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I feel your pain on that. I broke a couple of vertebrae 10 years ago now.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting.
I actually broke my mum's coccyx.
How'd you do that?
When she gave birth to me, I came out the wrong way and broke her coccyx.
Did you?
Yes, sure did. She's had problems ever since.
Take that, Mama Di.
Hey, better than my sister. My sister took a poo in her tummy.
Oh.
True story. Made my mum very sick.
And she's 29 and still lives at home.
Still doing the same thing.
Tough 29 years from poo to that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Our friend who went to LA, Miriam.
Yes.
So she goes to LA. She goes to this jazz bar. Mm-hmm. She's sitting by the bar, full place. And there's a reserve table next to the bar. And she kind of wants that table. And they said, look, you can't have that table. It's reserved for someone. And they wouldn't tell her who it was reserved for.
It's usually someone who's probably booked ahead.
Yeah, exactly. 10 minutes later, Stevie Wonder rocks up.
I saw this on her Facebook.
Stevie Wonder just turns up out of nowhere. Sits at the table.
The Stevie Wonder,
glasses on and everything. And she's sitting right next to him because she's got the bar stool next to his table.
Are the odds?
No odds.
Of that.
Crazy.
Because the bar's quite small from the looks of it.
Anyway, Stevie Wonder then gets up and starts singing a bit of Stevie Wonder classics. She had some audio. I've got some audio here from Stevie Wonder in the bar.
This is the video that was on her Facebook page of Stevie Wonder just getting up, doing a bit of karaoke in this bar.
And she had front row seats. It's great. People would pay big money for this sort of show, wouldn't they?
100%.
To see a legend like Stevie. Everyone's into it. Have you seen Stevie Wonder? He's very funny, like mates with Eddie Murphy and always sort of makes fun of his blindness and Eddie Murphy always makes fun of his blindness and stuff like that.
In the carpool karaoke with James Corden. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Do you think they told him he was doing a bigger show than some small jazz bar in LA?
No.
Do you think they said, Stevie, we've booked you in for a massive gig, man, and then they just take him to this little tiny jazz bar in LA?
And they pocket the money on the side?
I don't know. I'm asking. No?
I doubt that very much.
He would make that joke. Stevie would.
Imagine if that was you. Imagine if, even Reese Maston walked in and you were like, oh, that's Reese Maston. And then he gets up and he does a big number and you're like, oh, that was amazing.
Please don't put Reese Maston and Stevie Wonder's name.
No, it's the same.
No, in the same story.
Same level of fame.
Oh.
It happened when Justin Bieber, remember he did that. I think it was last year or the year before. He rocked up and he just started playing this random piano.
Yeah, right.
In this restaurant. And everyone was like, what is going on?
And everyone left. Left Bieber there by himself. I went to that Coldplay gig with a mate.
Yeah.
And the lady told us that Elton John's special, section. Next thing I know, Elton John rocks up.
You just want to tell that story at every opportunity you get.
Oh, you wouldn't?
We're talking about something totally off topic.
I shared a urinal with Elton John.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Not in the same cubicle.
Did you get a look?
No.
You didn't have a peek? Boys don't do that?
No.
You never have a sneaky look?
Never have a sneaky look.
If you were standing next to a famous person, you wouldn't just have a quick glance.
Well, I had that opportunity and I didn't take it. Oh, don't be so disappointed.
I'm so disappointed.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
Simple game. Gets people fired up, though. I've got a movie bio, a plot summary. I'll read that summary. First one to buzz in and name that movie will win. If you buzz in and you can't name the movie, the other person has a free shot. If they can't name it, we move on. We keep reading the bio.
Get the popcorn ready because I'm about to put on a show.
Well, it's funny because people line up to lose to you at this game, Bree. Daniel is here this morning from the entrance. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Now, do you know your movies, Dan?
Yes and no. I've seen Bree's been killing it, though, so...
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
She has won every single time. I think you've been beaten best of three since we started this, have you?
Once.
Surprised you admitted that.
Oh, I like to admit when I'm wrong.
You've clean sweeped a few times, though. First movie bio. Here we go. After his wife passes away, Sam and his 8-year-old son relocate to Chicago. I'll rephrase that. Relocate from Chicago to escape the grief associated with his wife's death.
Brie. Love Actually.
Love Actually is incorrect, which means, Dan, you got a free shot, mate. Free shot?
Mm.
Can't name it?
I think I know it. Does he have burns? No, I don't know it, sorry.
You don't know?
No.
All right, he's buzzed out on that one. The bio continues.
No.
Now, although the son misses his mother, he wants his father to get a new wife despite Sam not even contemplating dating again. On Christmas Eve, Sam ends up pouring his heart out on a national radio talk show about his magical and perfect marriage to Maggie and how much he still misses her. Amongst the many women who hear Sam's story and fall in love with him solely because of...
Brie, Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle is...
Yeah, boy!
Sleepless in Seattle it is.
I've seen that movie once when I was like 14.
Classic. I'll have what she's having. Is that movie?
No, that's...
Two different classics,
Harry
guys.
Met Sally. Thanks for playing, Dan.
Good on you, Dan. Buzzed out this morning.
I got no my cigar this morning for Dan. No.
Carly's in Tuggeranong. Morning, Carl.
Morning.
Morning.
Movies, you know them?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at them.
All right, get fired up for this.
Yes, going down.
Here we go. Ooh, I like it.
Oh, here we go.
Win this, you win the series for the day, Brie.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. In certain circles, this student is known as a living legend. Although he has been a student for a long time, he hasn't completed his degree requirements. Despite being bright, Brie. He never attends classes anymore.
Oh, no. Is it?
Brie.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
Yes, it is!
Van Wilder. Yay! Another great movie starring Ryan Reynolds. Carly, where were you on that one?
I've never watched it before.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Carly.
Van Wilder.
I do love to win.
It's a good movie. Tom.
Oh, that means I win the
you've
series.
You've won the series again today. But we play our last game for a bit of fun. Tom and Carry On. Morning, Tom.
Bring it, Tom.
Morning.
Come on,
how
mate.
Going,
hey, mate. He doesn't want to talk to you, Brie.
Okay.
He's psyching
you
out.
I see how it is, Tom.
He's
psyching
you out. Oh, this is going to make it even more sweeter.
Come on, Tom. You got this, mate. This is for the tickets to the movies. Here we go. Many years ago, an experiment was conducted to produce the perfect human being. Unfortunately, there was serious problems. There was a split, unevenly leaving two children. One with strength, brains, personality.
Brie, I believe that movie is called Twins.
She's smacked. Oh, he's gone. Tom's had enough.
He was embarrassed.
A clean sweep again.
Oh, it feels...
My God.
It feels better every time.
You are a true champion at this game.
I have an addiction, and it's to winning.
Do you watch movies 24/7 in the week leading up to playing this game? To
I'm see single and have nothing better to do.
Movie bio guessing game back again next week. Brie, undefeated.
That's
yet
made
again.
My week.
Well done.
Get up with Brie and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
We've got Em from our newsroom in the studio with us.
Hello.
News out of London this morning, Em.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a what they're calling a terror attack in the heart of London. So it happened in the afternoon over there. It's now early evening. Obviously, Australians have woken up to this news.
Yeah. And so when you say terror attack, they're not calling it a terrorist attack. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. So it looks like at this stage that this man has acted, this suspect has acted alone.
And what exactly happened, Em?
So he's driven a four-wheel drive across Westminster Bridge, hitting some pedestrians driving towards the Houses of Parliament, where he's then gotten out and fatally stabbed a police officer before he himself was fatally shot dead.
Well, the police have acted quick on that one, because that can, if that goes on any further, as you head towards Parliament House. And
so was he driving? Are they saying that he might have been driving towards Parliament House, or that's just the direction he was headed?
And that's where he's ended.
I'm also reading reports that a lady was tossed off the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that too. I heard that she actually jumped off the bridge and was retrieved from the water, because she'd obviously tried to get away from this this incident.
The pics I'm looking at from this morning, have you seen these pictures this morning, Bree? I mean, the car that has been driven is just, the front end of it is fully smashed in. It must have been going very quick through there.
Mm.
So, there's, I mean...
I just don't even want to look.
Really?
Lots of injuries, up to 20 people.
Oh, so there's heaps of people injured as well.
And this morning, our Foreign Minister, Julie Bishops, phoned the UK to offer Australia's condolences.
Do you think, Em, with news like this, the media automatically pick up and just say that it's a potential terrorist attack? They automatically just say that now, or do they actually have any kind of substance behind that statement?
I think the fact that the nature of the attack, the style of the attack, is why people have led to call it a terror attack. But that obviously hasn't been confirmed by authorities over in the UK.
The radicals will claim it, though. You watch. They'll come out, even if it's not connected, they'll come out and go, that was, we teed that up.
And, you know, that's the hysteria that they've created, right? That's what they want everyone to automatically jump to, and that's what they want everyone to automatically just think that, you know, and obviously it's working.
It's not known if he's associated with any group or if he's acted as a lone wolf. But
I've got people checking in a safe in the UK on my Facebook page, so people are saying that they're now safe. Our producer, Rach, her brother just got back from the UK within days, right?
Yeah, he flew back on Sunday and,
Yeah, right. So,
that's close to home for you, Rach.
It is a heavily populated tourist area where this has happened. There's lots of, you know, it's obviously a busy part of the city, and lots of foreigners and tourists. And
we're looking to get someone on from London this morning to give us all the latest on that a little bit later.
And, of course, if you are worried about any family members, you can call the DFAT line on 6261 1111.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
We live in a world, 2017, where you need to recycle. Like, that's a reality these days. Like, we have a bin for just recycling stuff.
Yep.
But I feel like a San Diego brewing company has taken it to a whole new level.
A brewing company, like
beers and ciders.
Sure.
How do you feel about drinking a beer that's made from recycled toilet water?
No. I've got enough other beer options to choose from. I'm not going to drink recycled toilet water beer.
This brewing company released their beer that's made from 100% recycled wastewater.
Okay.
What the hell is going on? Honestly. It's a
different meaning to yeast, isn't it, in the beer? So it's a whole different meaning to the yeast.
It's definitely a pale ale. Sometimes a dark ale, depending on
if you've drunk enough water or not, if you're hydrated or not. And is it selling? Are they going nuts with this?
They
stuff?
Only made 6 kegs to launch the beer, which has been in the past couple
of
days.
And they've still got 6 kegs.
No, they sold out.
No, get out.
People wanted to try this
stuff. So they're advertising it as recycled toilet water, and people are still lining up to try this stuff.
You know what they've called it?
Here we go.
This is no lie. This isn't a joke.
This would be good.
They've called it Full Circle.
Well done. Full Circle.
It's the circle of life.
Yes.
You know?
Of course.
Goes in one end, comes out, goes back in, comes back out. Like, it's just a round circle.
Do you think it tastes anything like the beer that the cop on Dumb and Dumber tastes in the car when they pull the two guys over? Yeah, a bit funky.
Get the hell out of here.
Do you reckon it's anything along those lines?
Well, they're saying it
tastes... Any reviews?
Yeah, there's quite a few reviews. That. They're saying that it completely tastes normal.
You probably wouldn't know, to be honest.
They're calling it a super clean tasting beer. The chief brewer said that in contrast with the source of water used for Full Circle, it actually is a super clean tasting beer.
Right, okay. Well, recycling or no recycling, I would like to know who's been using the toilet. That's my concern.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like if it's the, I don't know, dirty, sweaty, hairy manager.
Or, I mean, if they've been eating asparagus, it can taste the change the taste.
Or the Jennifer Lawrence looking manager. What?
You sound so dirty right now.
What? That doesn't come into account for you?
Yeah. I think none of that comes into account. I ain't drinking it. But, like, the first thing that comes into my mind is that do these people not realise that in California, I get that there's a drought and there's this and that.
Mm.
They can probably find water somewhere. They don't need to use the toilet water.
Other than the toilet.
Like, I get gold if that was an ingredient and they wanted to kind of skimp on something else to recycle, but not water.
Yeah.
Put out a bin and let the rain fall and use that.
That's not much of a better option, to be honest. A big dirty bin.
That's what my family used to drink from. We had tank water my whole life.
Yeah, but not. Okay, so it's just like capturing the water like a rain sort of tank.
Exactly, like a rain tank.
I'd be down
with
that.
Why don't that company just build a bunch of them, and I guess the drought means that it doesn't rain.
After six or seven of the beers, Bree, it won't matter what's in the beer.
And it's cheap because once you have six or seven, you can just keep re-drinking
it. Yeah, you pee it back in and then you drink it again.
Exactly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Here's a headline.
Yeah.
I saw on the news the other day. I'll let the audio do the talking.
Are you unlucky in love? Well, new research has revealed it could be because you're too attractive.
See, that's why you're single, Bree.
That must be it.
It explains it all, doesn't it?
I knew there was a reasonable explanation.
If you're single right now, it's because you're too hot for your own good. I mean, what can you possibly... It's not your fault you were born with perfect genes.
It is a curse. I mean, I get around, I'm always like, such a curse to be this attractive.
God, it's hard to pick with so many hitting on me. They went on to explain a bit more.
According to the study, beautiful people are more likely to have their relationship break down. Good-looking specimens are also more likely to cheat on their partners and be attracted to others.
Can I just say that's not me?
I think that's such a generalisation.
Do you think?
Yes, that's not fair.
You don't think better-looking people have more temptations? More...
Maybe.
Possibilities?
I think what she said, the relationship breaking down, is probably because maybe the other person might get insecure if someone's really attractive.
Oh.
So they get kind of insecure about being with them.
You'd want to be on a level playing field, wouldn't you? The other person you're with, you'd want them to either be as hot as you, if not hotter.
It's good to have a level playing field, I think.
I mean, I know what it's like to be in the relationship where I'm not the best looking one.
Yeah, I mean, your fiancé, Jamie, you are batting way above.
That's the way it should be.
Oh, really?
It really should.
Is that the way
do you think I walk down the street and people go, am I in one of those relationships where people go, oh, what's she doing with that guy?
No, I don't think so. I've definitely dated someone, though, where I can tell people are looking at them.
A massive mismatch.
Yeah. Okay, well,
settle down. No, it is for some cases. Some I look at it and I go, well, how did that happen?
I've dated someone that attractive where people look at them and I'm just like, all right.
I'm here.
I get it.
I'm here.
I'm here, guys.
I'm not just a shadow. I'm a person. I'm here. A couple of things I'd like to look for this morning. Are you single because you're too hot? And would you admit it? Would anyone call up and go, I'm single because I'm just too hot.
Too attractive.
I've got too many options going on. Or are you in a relationship and is there trouble because you're hot? Is there trouble in the relationship?
Because you're too attractive.
13, 12, 16.
Do you remember Dan who we used to work with?
Yes, Dan Young, male model.
Oh, he still is so attractive.
He used to melt whenever he was around.
And people... I saw it from when just walking around with that guy. Everywhere I went with him, people literally just fell at his feet.
Yeah, but he's been in a long-term relationship.
He's committed to the cause.
He
said to me a couple of times that she was quite insecure.
Because he was so attractive.
Well, he didn't say that because he's a very humble guy.
Right.
But that's what I was thinking.
wonder if Jamie thinks that about me.
What?
Wonder if there's any.
She's the more attractive one.
Yeah, but I've got charisma.
Listen to you.
I've got a bit of something going on.
No, keep banging your own drum.
I've got the chat going on, guys.
Anything to make yourself feel better.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Woke up to some sad news this morning. Walked in here, chatted to producer Rach, and she actually broke the news to me about the terror attack in London. At that stage, they were talking 4 dead, 12 injured, and a sequence of events.
Including the alleged attacker.
Well, the police have shot him dead, we've heard.
Yeah, so he was included in that tally.
Peter Anderson joins us live from London this morning. Morning, Peter.
Morning.
Gondi, good morning to you, and Bree, good morning to you as well. And yes, this obviously is still a fast-moving situation in London. Those figures you gave, yes, we have confirmation that 4 people died. That included 2 pedestrians and a police officer who was stabbed, as well as the man responsible for the attack himself who was shot by the police. But the number of injured has risen. We have confirmation from ambulance services that 20 people were injured. 12 of those are said to be in hospital, many of them with serious injuries, and the official statement saying that those are, for some of them, life-changing and catastrophic injuries.
Wow.
So this is a terrible day for London.
What's the feeling like? I mean, you are there right now. What is the feeling like amongst the streets? Are people still coming to terms with it? Is the situation under control?
Would appear to be under control, and I think there is a sense of shock that this has happened. But the context, the backdrop to this is that the UK has been on high terror alert for some years. So in official language, the security services has said that an attack on London or on the UK was highly likely. So many people felt that it was only a matter of time before the terrorists focused turned back to this UK, to the UK. But in terms of the response and the mood, I think very much it is a sense of defiance. We had comments just a few minutes ago from Theresa May, our Prime Minister, who described the attacks as sick and depraved. Mm. And she said that the attacker chose Parliament because Parliament stands for democracy, freedom and the rule of law. And she said any attempt to defeat those values through violence and terror were doomed to fail. And she said, just to show how the UK will carry on, our Parliament will be open for business as normal tomorrow.
Does the attacker have terrorist ties?
Yeah, is there any known links?
Not links at this stage, but what was interesting was that as soon as we had details of this attack, the security services, the police, were saying that they were viewing this as terrorism. Quite often there's a certain fudging. They will say that they have to assess before they are making any declaration. On this occasion, they have said clearly that they see this as a terrorist attack. We believe at this stage that there was one person responsible. This person, this man, drove a vehicle across Westminster Bridge in the very heart of London. On purpose, he collided with pedestrians, with cyclists. He killed people on Westminster Bridge, seriously injured very many others. Some people leaping from the bridge to concrete below or into the River Thames to try to escape him. And having done that, this attacker then drove his 4x4 into the metal railings at the front of Parliament. It was at that point he leapt out, got into the grounds of Parliament and stabbed a police officer who subsequently died. That will throw up huge questions about security in London. We were ready for it, but it still happened.
Because I did see there was claims that he was a known hate preacher and also claims that he'd been deported from Hungary.
At the moment, we're getting a lot of speculation on who it might be, and some of those claims have named individuals, and the authorities have been quick to turn around and say, no, it wasn't him, it wasn't this person, maybe because they're in prison already or because they're known to be out of the UK. What we have got are photographs of the attacker taken and circulated widely on social media. They show him to be bearded. People are looking at him and saying he looks middle-aged, potentially of Asian origin or Asian background. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been confirmed by police. But one of the key things at the moment is the security services here desperately keen to work out, was he acting alone or could potentially he have been working with other suspects? Could this have been a group operation? And a significant date, today was 1 year to the day since the devastating attacks on Brussels when 32 people died in terror attacks there. So could this have been some macabre, very sick commemoration?
Well, look, the story is still unfolding, and as the details come to hand, we'll keep our eyes across that. And we appreciate the update live from London. Peter Anderson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Just gone 8:30.
Just an absolute coward.
Yep.
Just a sick
individual.
Hard
to hear those details.
Very hard. And it's so hard to, like, you obviously hear about the people who have lost their lives, but you don't think about all these other people that have, as Peter
said,
lifelong injuries that they've obtained.
There's video circulating at the moment, and the hysteria around the event in London as well was just, you know, it's a scary thought to put yourself in those shoes. But Em has the news for you next, and we'll keep you up to date with that story across the day here at C. Have you got that the number if you want to find out about family members and stuff in the UK?
I do. If you are worried about anyone over there, you can call the DFAT line on 6261 1111.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
This time yesterday, we were talking about something that came up on our show about my aunties.
Yeah, Auntie Jules and Auntie Sherl.
My mum's sisters. And I asked you a really hard-hitting question.
Well, do you want to play that first, or you want to quickly get Sherl on just to make her feel comfortable?
So Let's get Sherl on. She's on the line right now, as promised.
She doesn't really know what's
going on.
Morning,
Auntie Sherl.
Morning.
Oh, I've even got the mum and I catchphrase down. Is that a family tradition,
is
it?
Oh, Sherl the Pearl.
Sherl.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're well, Sherl.
Very well.
So you don't know what's going on here, Sherl?
No, I'm pretty nervous about what you're going to ask me.
Sherl, don't worry, Sherl.
I was put in a position yesterday, Sherl, on this show, and I'm interested to hear your take on this, but we'll play the audio from the show yesterday.
This is what happened yesterday on the show, Sherl.
Have a listen.
Who would you rather, Auntie Julie, my mum's twin, or Auntie Shirley, which they're not identical?
But she looks close enough to Mum and Di. I'll be...
Julie, Shirley looks more like Mum and Di. Here we go.
Never would have thought I'd have to pick between your two older aunties on the show this morning, if I'm honest, but... Shirley.
Really?
Oh, bombshell in the Brianna family. Shirl.
How do you feel?
What, did you pick me, Gandhi?
I picked you, Shirl.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, yeah. Must be lovely.
I'm a mother image, that's all.
What's that, sorry?
That's probably only because I'm more a mother image to you.
Oh, you Gordy think? Likes the mummy.
I think I've got mother issues. Well, I never met my mum, Sherl, so maybe I do somewhere
down
the
line. He's saying, Sherl, you're the hotter auntie.
Oh, he couldn't be saying that.
No, I don't. Well, Jules is a wild child. She's a bit too wild for my liking. And
She's the sexy one.
She's the sexy one. Now, Bree does tell me that over the years, that's the way it's been.
Julie always wins everything.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah, probably.
How do you feel, Sherl? Could it ever happen, you and Gaunty?
Jesus.
Gaunty and I?
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking the question, bro.
Oh, no.
I could see you guys tashing on at a Christmas party.
Well, we did spend Christmas together that one
you
time,
didn't
we? Ducked out the back and had a chat.
Oh, terrible. Don't do that to him.
No.
What do you think of Gaunty? What are your thoughts on the Gaundelicious?
She's just trying to make it awkward. Yeah.
No, he is. He's a nice bloke.
There
you are.
Thanks for that, Sherl.
I've got to tell you what Tim calls you.
Tim?
This is Shirley's husband.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He can't get your name right, everyone. It's Gonski.
Gonski.
That's the education.
DJ Gonski.
He'll probably learn his name real quick if you and Gaunty hook up.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be all over me then.
Okay.
See, Sherl, to be honest with you, it's more the reason I went with you is because in that moment I thought if it was a real life thing, you'd be more of a challenge because you've got the husband, whereas Jules, I think that could actually happen.
Yeah.
You come on too strong.
Yeah, a little bit too strong.
Exactly. So
you wouldn't be able to handle it.
No, I don't think I would be able to handle it after what I've seen.
You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Oh, imagine all three of the sisters.
Oh, alright, that's enough.
I heard. Spot on 9 o'clock.
Good to have my Auntie Sherl on the line.
She was great. Was it everything you dreamed? Is that what you were after?
Everything I dreamt. Just you, Shirley, Julie. Big tonguey.
News is next. I'm flustered, guys. News is next. Race shaken over. Have a great Thursday.
See you, enjoy, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.